Jonathan Butler, Adams Town Administrator, said that the Ashuwiltacook Rail Trail, an 11.2-mile railroad corridor-turned-bike path that runs from Lanesboro up through Adams, has had an impact on the town's economy that he calls nothing short of significant.
It's kind of the foundation of that whole branding that we've worked towards in Adams. And honestly, it does bring a lot of people into our community from outside of our community, which is a benefit to any town, you know, in a situation like ours where we're trying to kind of revitalize our downtown and become a larger player in the visitor economy in Berkshire County.
Butler recently spoke as a panelist at a discussion of biking in the Northern Berkshires organized through the North Berkshire chapter of Mass in Motion, a state-funded community-focused wellness program and group Bike North Berkshire. The next phase of the Ashuwiltacook Rail Trail, funded by federal money received by localities last year, will stretch from Lime Street in Adams to Hodges Crossroad in North Adams. The project is expected to begin construction in 2015. A 1.7-mile expansion of the trail through Adams from Hoosick Street to Lime Street is currently stalled, according to Butler, because of a conflict with the Berkshire Scenic Rail Line, which runs parallel to the planned trail for 6/10 of a mile. Butler said that the project will go back out to bid this summer. He did argue, however, that he'd like to see some environmental regulations eased to allow for swifter permitting when expanding bike paths in Massachusetts.
Seems like a regulatory process for bike trails that's similar to what you'd have for a four-lane or a six-lane highway is a little bit extensive, especially considering, you know, in a lot of people's perspectives, these projects actually conserve land and allow the recreational tourist or visitor or active person to enjoy it, rather than disrupt it like a highway or a primary road for travel would.
Lauren Stevens, a local activist from Williamstown, also sat on the panel. Stevens warned that municipalities should be wary of environmental issues related to expanding bike paths, particularly along wetlands like the Ashuwiltacook. Stevens said that the permitting might be more expensive or take longer than expected.
Certainly environmental regulations should be reasonable. But I also think that the wetlands values and river values that they are intended to protect do need to be protected, and that bike paths are small roads.
Stevens said that because the Ashuwiltacook currently runs along a railroad corridor that was built in the 19th century when there were few environmental regulations, it may make more sense to explore alternate pathway plans as the trail expands.
And in some cases, it's going to make more sense. Instead of being off-road, it's going to make more sense to stripe, you know, to put a stripe along the road and have a bike lane rather than off-road, much as we would all prefer to have the off-road.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright, also a panelist, said that he welcomes more community discussion around biking and similar public projects that he considers positive for economic development and community health. He also added that it takes an engaged community to put new ideas into motion.
I need a group that's going to lobby for this, a group that's going to be loud and vocal, a group that's going to be, focused and have their act together.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.